News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The number of registered tourist beds being used to house Ukrainian refugees and international protection applicants has fallen by over 15% in the past 6 months, according to new data from Fáilte Ireland. Owen O'Mara Walsh, Chief Executive at Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. We seem to have passed the peak of this problem, Owen.
Good morning, Shane. Yes, it's a move in the right direction. We certainly welcomed it. Last November, we were extremely worried about the number of hotels and guest houses which were contracted to the government for humanitarian reasons. Obviously, there's a humanitarian crisis at the cause of it, but it does have a huge impact on the tourism sector. So figures from Fáilte Ireland just released this week show that the numbers have reduced, which is certainly a move in the right direction. And it's something we welcome. And in fact, Simon Harris, when he became Taoiseach, did actually mention in one of his early speeches that he wanted to, if you like, bring back some of those beds into the tourism economy. So it's certainly a move in the right direction.
Okay. Has it had a profound impact, do you think, on the tourism sector over the past couple of years?
It has. In fact, Fáilte Ireland have done some good work on this. And for every euro a tourist spends on accommodation, €2.50 is spent on ancillary tourism services. So restaurants, pubs, visitor attractions, adventure experiences, cultural experiences, that sort of thing. So obviously that €2.50 was missing from tourism towns right around the country. And Fáilte Ireland actually estimated that over an annual period, it's costing the tourism economy as much as €1 billion. So there's still 77,000 beds, tourism beds around the country, which are contracted to the state. And so it's still far too much. We'd like to see the diminution in state contracts continue, because there's tourism towns right across the Wild Atlantic Way who still don't have an adequate supply of tourism beds and therefore will have very little tourism activity this summer.
Has that had an impact on price if there's less supply? One of the things, and look, it is only anecdotal, but I am hearing it quite a lot. People saying they're looking at staying in Ireland this July and August and the price of accommodation has gone through the roof.
Well, the data actually kind of points to something different this summer, but certainly last summer when there was a huge amount of government contracts, demand and supply was way out of sync, and the price for available bed stock at tourists and visitors, domestic or international, went up. This year, actually, the market is looking soft. So the American market is looking strong, but Britain, Europe, and indeed the domestic market is looking quite soft. And actually, to date, the average rate of price being charged for hotels for their rooms has come down marginally on last year.
What about houses for rent and stuff, though? I've heard horror stories about, like, people looking for €3,000 for a week for a house.
Yeah. And one of the big issues there is there's a load of capacity challenges in Irish tourism, which is pushing the price up. So we all know about the Dublin Airport passenger cap, which is something we're worried about. But just in terms of self-catering homes and short-term rentals, which you're talking about, the government is introducing legislation which is spooking a lot of property owners.
Because what is that legislation?
They're bringing in a register, which everyone welcomes because it brings transparency into the sector. But there's very own...
Airbnb we're talking about,
For Airbnb and short-term rentals and self-catering properties and holiday homes around
the
country.
I heard this being debated in the Dáil the other day, and the Independent Ireland were up in arms about it. But I mean, the reality is we do have a housing crisis and people don't have somewhere to live.
Yeah, and listen, the tourism industry accepts that. I suppose what we're saying is that urban centres need to be treated differently to regional centres. So the idea of a one-size-fits-all approach being applied to this is dangerous, because what it will do is bring back apartments in, say, Dublin city centre and Cork city centre into long-term rentals, which I think we all accept is important.
Yeah.
But we don't want to see coastal and rural Ireland, Killarney, Galway, Sligo, the rest, denuded of self-catering properties and short-term rentals. That would just be disastrous for the tourism sector.
Yeah, although some people would say, just to give the counter argument, that, you know, there are young people in Killarney, in Kinsale, and places that are also looking to live there.
Yeah, but again, you know, that's akin to saying that the tourism sector should solve the government's problem in terms of lack of supply. We need a balanced approach to this. It's important the pendulum doesn't swing too far away from the tourism economy. And certainly in regional Ireland, we protect the self-catering property and the short-term rentals, because they've been a staple of the Irish tourism product for decades.
Owen O'Mara Walsh, Chief Executive at the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.